The White House quickly welcomed Aristide's departure from Haiti. During the violence of recent weeks, the Bush administration had hesitated to call for Aristide to step down, but this weekend, the U.S. tone changed dramatically. The White House released a statement yesterday saying Aristide was largely responsible for the crisis in Haiti and questioning Aristide's fitness to continue in office. Ambassador James Dobbins was a career U.S. diplomat and served as President Clinton's special envoy to Haiti from 1994 to 1996. He is now director of the RAND Corporation's International Security and Defense Policy Center, and he joins us on the phone from his home in Washington. Good morning, Ambassador Dobbins.
Morning.
Are you optimistic that Aristide's departure will end the violence?
Well, I think it will take the crisis to the next phase, and that may be towards some resolution. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions, as you've just heard, and apparently the violence hasn't ended in the sense that there is gunshots being heard in the distance. But I think there is a chance if the United States, Canada, France, and others put a peacekeeping force in there right away, that one will be able to stabilize the situation quickly.
What should the United States posture be toward Haiti at this point?
Well, I think that this administration is going to want to let others take the lead, I suspect. They're pretty overextended in Iraq and Afghanistan and are going to be leery about taking on yet another burden. And they're also going to be leery about sort of repeating history and doing in Haiti exactly what they criticized Bill Clinton for doing. So I think that they would prefer if Canada, France, and Caribbean nations were more in the lead. The difficulty is that only the United States has real influence in Haiti, as we've seen this weekend. It was only when the United States got pretty clearly off the fence and gave Aristide a shove that he decided to leave.
In light of that, then, and the role of the United States, how should the United States deal with the rebels?
Well, you've got two groups here. You've got the political opposition in Port-au-Prince, who've kept their fingerprints off the insurrection and have claimed not to have any connections and probably do have minimal connections with the rebels. I think that the administration and the international community will try to work with the political opposition and build a successor regime around it. And many of them are moderate and, I think, well-meaning individuals. As to the insurgents, it's going to be very difficult to craft a policy toward them because many of them are known criminals and, in some cases, have records of human rights abuse. So it's going to be virtually impossible to integrate them into a solution without a great deal of controversy.
Even though you suggested that the Bush administration and the United States is very extended, do you think still the White House needs to give it attention and the attention that's required to really bring about a smooth and lasting transition of power?
Oh, I think that the United States needs an extended period of engagement in Haiti and a recognition that this is going to be a slow, painful process. There's always this terrible sense of deja vu in Haiti. This is, I guess, the 35th Haitian president who's left office as a result of a coup. It's the second time Aristide has left office as a result of a coup. And it's all too likely that this cycle will be repeated in the future unless we get it right this time. I do think that Haiti desperately needs institutions and it needs American help in building those institutions. But whether the administration, given its other pressing concerns, is going to be able to give Haiti the attention and the resources that would make it more likely that we can succeed this time around is, I think, an open question.
Ambassador James Dobbins served as President Clinton's special envoy to Haiti from 1994 to 1996. He also served as President Bush's special envoy to Afghanistan following the 9/11 attacks. He is now director of the RAND Corporation's International Security and Defense Policy Center. He joined us by phone from home. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
Pleasure.